You're listening to Football in Europe.
Hello, I'm Rob Daly, host of the Football in Europe podcast. With a big weekend round of fixtures coming up, we just wanted to put out this little extra mini podcast, if you like, just to tell you about the main games that are happening in Europe this weekend. For example, in France on Sunday night, Paris Saint-Germain take on Marseille. Huge game there. Paris Saint-Germain with Angel Di Maria in fine form for them domestically. Marseille, possibly not good enough for a top three spot, but looking to improve all the time under new head coach Michel. Also on Sunday in the evening, Madrid derby as Atletico take on Real Madrid, a repeat of the 2014 UEFA Champions League final. Also on Sunday in the early afternoon, around 1:30 UK time, it's Ajax against PSV Eindhoven. So that's the team who are top of the Eredivisie this season against the side who won the title last season. Ajax-PSV, a big game in the Netherlands. And I caught up with Mark Votter. You may recognise his voice from Sky Sports coverage of the Eredivisie. He's one of the co-commentators regularly on their coverage of matches in the Netherlands. And he's also a former coach in the Netherlands, an excellent coach. He worked with the Scottish FA for some time. We're going to have a special interview with him on the next proper podcast on Monday. But here are his thoughts on Ajax-PSV. And I started by asking him about what he thought of the early season title race in the Netherlands.
Well, we've seen that PSV is struggling a little bit. They dropped some points unexpectedly. So they have not fully recovered from losing Memphis Depay, Jorginho Wijnaldum. And also, Jethro Willems is injured. Now, Luke de Jong is injured. Guardado is injured. So they have a bit of a misfortune spell. But I think Feyenoord has done a great job during the summer, getting back Dirk Kuyt, signing some other experienced players from the Dutch clubs. And Ajax has been very, very clinical. They're dominating the game. They're not brilliant, but they seem to have a winning formula. So they have fantastic results so far. So I think Feyenoord is bridging the gap that was that they had last year. PSV will come back to track Ajax, and I think it's going to be quite an exciting season where the three traditional top clubs, Ajax, Feyenoord and PSV, will fight for the title.
Yeah, it's always good when there's more than two teams in a title race. And I want to ask you about one Ajax player in particular, in El Ghazi, who's been free scoring once again this season. How good do you think he is, Mark? How good is he going to be?
Well, he reminds me a little bit of Memphis Depay 2 years ago, when Memphis came into the PSV first team and everybody was having question marks whether he would mature, whether he would be disciplined enough. And last year, Memphis Depay had a fantastic season in PSV. And I think Anwar El Ghazi is still developing. He's still young. He needs to mature. He has to focus more on his performance instead of other things around the football. But he has been outstanding so far, scoring lots of goals for Ajax. He's a physically strong boy. He's a good dribbler. He can shoot from distance. He can set up a combination as well. And it's all about going to the next level for these boys. So I'm pretty sure that El Ghazi will have a great season.
And of course, Mark, it's Ajax against PSV at the weekend on Sunday. For people who know those two names but don't watch a great deal of Eredivisie football, why is this such a special fixture?
Well, it's a special game because of the timing of it. You know, it's early days and PSV cannot afford to drop points against Ajax because then the gap will be too big, I think, for them to catch up in the next month. So for PSV, it's essential that they will beat Ajax, which is quite difficult at the moment because Ajax is the team in form. And like I said before, PSV Eindhoven have lost two or three players in the window, but also they have some important players not available, with Luke de Jong and Guardado, for instance, Jethro Willems. So I expect Ajax to win that game, but you never know. These games are one-off games, and anything can happen in those games.
Mark Votter there, and we'll have more from Mark on Monday's show. Really interesting chat about the current state of Dutch football, in particular with the national team potentially going to miss out on qualifying for Euro 2016. Also this weekend, Borussia Dortmund go to Bayern on Sunday. What a great game that is at 4:30. Robert Lewandowski, 10 goals in his last 2.5 games. And then on Sunday night, at San Siro. It's AC Milan against Napoli. Be interesting to see if Balotelli starts the game. See how Napoli can build on that win against Juve the previous weekend. So that's all your recommended watches for this weekend's European football. If you have any thoughts, if you've got any question for us, tweet us at FIE Show on Twitter.
You've been listening to Football in Europe. Join us every week on Audio Boom for the latest content, interviews and special features. For more, follow at FIE Show on Twitter or head to footballineurope.co.uk.